actually I started learning English since I was very young, and my family sent me to British Council to start learning English since I was in primary school, and this is quite fun because you just learn English through playing games and very easy things. And this should be the very first time that you frequently talk with a native English speaker, so because that those teachers in British Council are all for at that time for me foreigners. So that would be very happy memory for me to learn English. So I don't think learning English is hard, because that is a very good basis for me to learn English. And the most probably and also in my secondary school, and I got a few years which I can learn. We have a compulsory subject on English literature, and we read some very great books, for example, Gulliver's Travels, Matilda, and I like the most is Macbeth. I actually like the whole story, and the teacher at that time has a very good knowledge about the historic background of Scotland, because my family is from Scotland. And some few years later, I got a chance to go to Edinburgh, and I can visit that castle. Although it's not a real true story, but it is very, for me it has, I really love the story of Macbeth, although it is very dark, I mean very bad, political one, but it is still good for me, I mean, yeah. And the most memorable English reading experience for me, I will say is, I like Oscar Wilde, and I like the story of The Happy Prince. I have not read all his books, but I do find Oscar Wilde is a very witty, very smart person, and he has his own way to look into life. And although it is, although at that time he was like very different from other people, but he is actually a very wise person. And also reading experience. And another book that makes me, I always remember Ruby, the book of the author who has wrote the book about the famous book about North Korea. She has another book actually published earlier than that North Korea book. It's about Sara Evoy, which is in Bosnia, and that book actually I have finished in within a week. It is not very too difficult, but it has, because I studied history when I was in secondary school, and that part of history is not very covered in our secondary school education, but that book about Sara Evoy, all the stories happen inside the whole thing of all kinds of people, all lots of people. So that is a very good book that I really like.
That's great, and I recall you as a really keen reader. You know Oscar Wilde, you know a lot about English literature. I think that's a really great, you know, aspect for yourself. And do you have other favorite writers you like as well?
I also like Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. Shakespeare, I like. I also like some of his plays. Or for example, I remember there is a one for also King Lear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've got a chance to visit the hometown of Shakespeare in UK, which I find this is a very lovely place. And I really like to. Also, another, also some books about, I often read about books like some autobiography, also biography. So I love, I'm currently reading about Aung San Suu Kyi.
Oh.
Yeah. Some the books that she wrote during his home arrest time, and I forgot it. That should be the word. It's freedom from fear. Yeah. But I'm quite a slow reader indeed. So I'm still hoping to get more chance and more time to read some old books, and I hope to read more about also about some books like Gabriel Marquez. I know he is a very influential writer in South America. So I personally like the history and the culture of South America, and I think it is a very uncovered and untouched topic in most of our daily lives.
I see. Wow, that's a lot of info from you. So after reading the book you're currently reading from Aung San Suu Kyi, so what book are you looking for? Which book or what genre of book are you looking forward to read in near future?
I personally study global studies, which cover a lot of international relations, and are some books about social sciences, and I really love the book. I would like to read some more books about cultures of different nations. For example, there is a book recently. It is not recently published. It's even translated to Chinese already. It's about Cambodia, and which is written by a journalist, which cover a very harsh history of Cambodia. Yeah. So I think this kind of book will really open our eyes, especially when we think that Cambodia is a place that is full of wars or very poor in poverty. But actually, there may be another aspect for us to go through when we read some books like this.